let me introduce myself. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Crudy has generously asked me to sub in for him and Dom. We're on vacation this Friday, a well-deserved vacation at that, I might add. I hope they're enjoying themselves. So I'm subbing in for them here on Devil's Advocates on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And then up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM. And you also may be listening to me right now up in the Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, that is, on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. What a busy, crazy Friday news afternoon with the Gableman firing and with the warrant documents released down at Mar-a-Lago. And with me for the next few minutes, I'm lucky to have Representative Francesca Hong here, who represents the Isthmus of Madison in the Assembly. And she is one of the brightest lights in that Assembly. I don't know how she survives in there. I want to survive with all the crazy right-wingers in there. But Representative Hong, thanks for joining me today.
Matt, thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on. I know you're on the Audit Committee. You're one of the Democratic representatives on the Assembly Audit Committee, and you and your other Democratic counterparts there submitted a letter to the Audit Committee urging them to investigate Michael Gableman. I want to hear about that, and I also want to get your reaction to Gableman's being fired today.
Well, the Audit Committee called for an audit of the Office of Special Counsel. This Office of Special Counsel really should never have convened, and so an audit was really a step that made sense to ensure that taxpayers knew that their money was being used to fund a sham investigation. And so in the name of transparency and accountability, the Democrats on the Audit Committee called for this investigation to be halted and for it to be investigated further. In terms of the Gableman, in terms of Voss firing Gableman today, I hope we receive no credit because the investigation should not have happened in the first place. We all know that our elections are safe, secure, and accurate, and all this investigation did was perpetuate conspiracy theories, fund conspiracy theories, and really put a lot of our election officials, clerks, and volunteers who work hard across the state to ensure our ballots are secure, it put them in harm's way. And so I'm embarrassed for the speaker. I'm embarrassed that he funded this and that $1.1 million of taxpayer money went to a sham investigation instead of going back to Wisconsin communities to help them recover from this ongoing pandemic.
Yeah, the speaker seemed not to care about Gableman embarrassing the state of Wisconsin until Gableman almost helped defeat the speaker himself. I mean, that shows his selfishness, doesn't it?
It does, and what it is it put Wisconsinites straight in the middle of partisan politics as opposed to being a public servant. The speaker chose to use taxpayer dollars irresponsibly and essentially pay for a disgraced judge to investigate what, you know, problems that didn't exist. And to do that at taxpayer expense is frankly an embarrassment to the entire legislature.
And I think it was kind of an under-the-table campaign finance donation because they were just using this money to gin up the Republican base. But it's a base that Robin Voss can't control and a base that almost knocked Robin Voss's head off on Tuesday. I mean, he's been playing this game, playing with fire here with the Voss with the Gableman appointment for more than a year now. And it's done great damage to Wisconsin. It's done not only the monetary damage of $1 million just flushed down the toilet, but damage to our democratic institutions and to the faith of the citizenry in the legitimacy of our elections. And he's just been trying to feed this red meat to the base in hopes that the base would get sated by it. But there's no satisfying that base. And the more you feed the base, the crazier the base gets. And he himself figured that out belatedly on Tuesday night. He says there's nothing going to happen with your audit request. Is there any chance that that there'll be an audit, that that the joint chairs of that audit committee will take your letter seriously, or do they just have to bow and kiss Voss's ring?
Well, there's currently only one chair because Representative Kirkman is now the county executive. So it is up to Senator Coles and his office to do the right thing and not adhere to the speaker's whim and the speaker choosing to do what he wants to satisfy his own election while it's still being challenged. I think you're absolutely right that this has undermined and disenfranchised many voters. People are disillusioned. And unfortunately, instead of, bringing together voters, I think this entire investigation has backfired on the speaker, and the Republicans are in disarray, and their party is unable to really control the chaos, and they continue to undermine and disenfranchise and dismantle democracy. And so the entire investigation is anti-democratic, and we hope that Senator Coles will take our letter seriously, and we need to make sure that we're putting the Republicans on record that that it shouldn't just end with the firing of Gabelman. It shouldn't have happened in the first place, and we need to hold those leaders responsible, and that leader includes Speaker Voss.
And I happen to know Senator Rob Coles a little bit, having visited with him in his office a couple times, and he's a decent Republican, one of the last remaining so-called moderate Republicans out there. I hope he will consider your letter very seriously and do the right thing and do the audit, because the people of Wisconsin need to know what happened. I want to shift gears here electorally and get your views of what happened on Tuesday and the governor's race especially. Get your views about the chance that Governor Evers has of defeating Tim Michaels.
Well, let's make sure that we understand who Tim Michaels is. He is somebody who is as a consultant politician, correct? He's going to say that he is a business owner, not a career politician, but we know that he will take whatever talking points the Republican consultants are giving him. He'll take the Donald Trump endorsement one day and then switch around the next day and say he cares about pocketbook issues. This man does not care about Wisconsinites. He spends most of the time not in this state. And to be honest, you know, he does represent actually a business that is pretty pro-union and has done good things. So to be anti his own business and to say that he is for Wisconsinites is frankly a joke. I think Governor Evers is going to continue to do the right thing and make sure that we are supporting small businesses, that we're making investment in communities, that our schools are fully funded, and the Wisconsinites will come out and vote with their values. Tim Michaels shares very few values, and frankly, I don't want someone who's just going to be a talking head for Republican consultants. You know, for someone who claims to be wanting to drain the swamp, I don't think he stands for anything.
Representative Hong, he certainly doesn't share our values when it comes to the freedom of a woman to determine her health care needs. He is against abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. That is so far away from the views of the vast majority of Wisconsinites, it's not even funny. He also is against gay marriage. I mean, this guy is very right-wing on social issues, and the people of Wisconsin haven't gotten to hear this part about Tim Michaels, nor do they know that he's got a $17 million mansion in Connecticut where he lives a lot of the time, and another home in Manhattan. I mean, this guy is not your average Wisconsinite, and he doesn't understand the needs and desires of most folks here in Wisconsin. So I think the contrast between him and, you know, the geeky science teacher and friendly principal who Governor Evers still is, I think that contrast is going to work in the governor's favor. What about the Mandela Barnes race? What is your view on that one?
I think Mandela Barnes has a strong chance to defeat Ron Johnson, and that's why he's a nominee, because he's the best person to defeat Ron Johnson. You're going to hear a lot of dog whistles coming from across the state. The Republicans are going to use things like crime and Mandela being a progressive black candidate and think that it's going to divide folks. But if you look at Mandela's record and you look at the relationships that he's built across the state for the past couple of years serving as lieutenant governor, you know that he is going to lead with values. He is going to be an example to what both progressives, left-leaning folks. He is an embodiment of what a multiracial, multigenerational Democratic Party can look like. And I think that you'll see that the support for him, especially amongst younger voters, blue-collar voters, is going to be strong. Ron Johnson continues to be an embarrassment to this state. He truly does not know how to he's out of touch with Wisconsin voters, and someone who, to be honest, should be should have an investigation on him as well. He is someone who literally handed fake electoral ballots to try to undermine our democracy. He's anti-democratic. He's anti-Wisconsin, and has no business being a senator.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson is certainly a co-conspirator in the coup attempt on January 6th, at the very least. Seditious conspiracy charges, possibly for Ron Johnson, if the Justice Department is going to cast a wide net, as it deserves. Yeah, we need accountability for all these people.
Well, and he's supposed to be the ranking Republican on the commission that is should have been looking into what is happening with the former president right now, and we haven't heard a peep from him when his former boss is literally his home is being investigated, and the FBI has found that he has documents that should have never been taken out of the White House. So he doesn't do his job in Washington, he doesn't do his job in D.C., and he certainly should not be serving the people of this state.
Well, I think that's the right point to leave things off at. Representative Francesca Hong, thanks so much for being my guest today on Devil's Advocates. I encourage you, the listener, to call and join me in conversation, 844-967-2789, right after this commercial break.
Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Right to jail, right away.